is up. It's Chase Paisley. This is Paisley Radio. And on today's podcast, I'll be discussing my decision to start a podcast. I'll be reading the blog post I just wrote about the true dreams and desires of my heart. And I'll be sharing the song of the day, which is a lot of fun and highly appropriate for today's topic. Let's get started. All right, let's get started. Let us begin. So, yeah, I just officially started my podcast. This is something that I've been thinking about doing for a while. I have gotten a ton of value from podcasts throughout my lifetime. In the past 5 years, I've listened almost obsessively to the Joe Rogan Experience, Tim Ferriss, Aubrey Marcus, Bulletproof Radio, Jordan Peterson, Jocko Willink, and all sorts of other podcasts. In the process of listening to podcasts, I've learned a ton about myself. I've learned a ton about the way that the world works. I've learned a ton about all sorts of nerdy sciences and disciplines and areas of interest that I love diving into, like, for example, biohacking, masculinity, Jesus, the metaphysical properties of the universe, all sorts of crazy stuff. And earlier today, I was challenged by my friend Daniel Eisenman as part of his business content creation entrepreneurship mastermind to produce a podcast. And that was basically all the push that I needed. I thought to myself, well, if I've invested in his mastermind, and this is the suggestion that is being put forth towards me by a successful content creator himself, there's definitely something to this. And the fact that I've already thought about doing it, and the fact that it resonated in that moment, made me know, man, I got to do this. The reason why I haven't in the past, truth be told, is because I've thought to myself, and if I made something like this, I would fail at it, or nobody would listen to it, or any number of reasons, any number of, you know, rationalities as to why I shouldn't do something. And I'm at this point in my life now where I've decided to really believe in myself and to believe in my greatness and believe in my power. And I'm excited to move forward with my life from that place. And there's a couple specific reasons that I wanted to create a podcast, especially. First off, I think it's an awesome way to just provide value. I was touching on this, throughout the podcast up until this point, but I think it's really important to provide value to people. I think that is almost a moral duty and obligation that we all have towards one another in order to make our planet the best possible planet that we can live on. That's one reason. And you get what you give in life. So I believe that great things will happen as a result of this. The second reason is I love the idea of continuing to build a valuable digital paper trail. That's an idea that my friend Derek McGill introduced me to. And I kind of want to unwrap that for a second. What is a valuable digital paper trail? Well, basically, the way that I look at my online presence is I have a body of work, a body of opinions, so on and so forth, online that anybody can view and see, and hopefully within a short amount of time, quickly understand what it is that I'm all about. So if you go to my website, for example, you see my photography and my cinematography right now. You also see my blog. My blog contains all sorts of posts on stuff that I'm interested about. And those posts generate traffic online from, for example, the Google search engine. I like that I specified what Google was as if anybody doesn't know. But My blog generates traffic and it brings people towards me. The same thing happened with my YouTube when I first started YouTubing. I posted a video about why I joined a Ty Lopez social media marketing program, And it attracted thousands of people to that video that were also interested in the same thing. And I think that if we use our online presence mindfully and intentionally, we can attract the tribe that we want to attract into our life. Another prime example of this is my friend TJ Hunt started creating YouTube videos about cars and the stuff that he was interested in doing to his cars. And here we are, I don't know how many years later, like 5 years later, and the dude has a tribe of like 800,000 people that follow him online, last time I checked. And it's like this one big community, and they all basically just discuss the stuff that they like, and they geek out over the stuff that they are super into. And that is freaking awesome. That's so awesome. I think that the internet is such an awesome way to meet people that you might never otherwise have the chance to meet. But you have to, we have to put the content there in the first place to attract people. And that's a part of the reason why I've created this podcast, because I want to use it as something, it's like a platform where I can talk about my interests and educate people in an entertaining fashion about those interests. And hopefully they enjoy it. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hopefully you get value out of it. And I just want the whole thing to be fun. So it's a fun decision, but it's also a very strategic decision. And the last reason why I did this is because I just really like documenting my journey. I like practicing my speaking. I like practicing speaking in a very intentional fashion. I think that that's a very important skill for everyone to develop. The more clearly we can all communicate, I think the better everything will work out for all of us. And this is just one way for me to practice that. I freaking started a podcast, and I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty proud. I'm gonna take a moment to literally pat myself on the back. I just did that, and it felt good. So, the meat and potatoes of this. I want to dive into a blog post that I just wrote. This blog post is super important to me. I find that writing allows me to develop a lot of clarity in my own life. And I want to read this blog post to you guys, partially because I think it's, you know, it's like you could read the blog post or you could listen to the blog post. And given the opportunity, I would personally prefer to listen to people's blog posts because of, you know, any number of reasons. You get to hear the person's voice and tonality. You get to really hear their heart and where they're at. And yeah, so I've decided to transcribe this blog post and I am going to go ahead and read it to you guys. So without further ado, here we go. Buckle up. Hold on, let me stop this real quick. Okay, now I'm new at the Anchor app that I'm using to record this podcast, which is a great app, by the way. It's called Anchor. It's on the App Store. It allows you to literally record a podcast from your phone in your hand, and then you can upload it directly to iTunes. I've never seen something this convenient before. But anyways, yeah, allow me to start the little audio transition, and here we go. Okay, now that we have that thoroughly dramatic transition out of the way, this blog post is titled Dreams and Desires of the Heart. In parentheses, these are mine. I'm going to begin this post as vulnerably and truthfully as possible by being very straightforward with you. Throughout my life, I've struggled with depression. Often. Mental health is not and has never been my forte ever since I was a little kid. I'm not cool with feeling depressed or hopeless or like I have no shot at living the life of my dreams. I owe it to myself, my family, my friends, and the world to do as well as I can. I owe it to my little brother. There are so many things that can help a person deal with feeling depressed and hopeless. Meditation, exercise, proper nutrition, good sleep habits, spiritual development, proper connection with other people, and a million other things. And although all of these things are essential, there's one thing I've been spending a lot of time contemplating in the past year. I just noticed a typo. That thing that I've spent contemplating in this past year is my heart. Specifically, properly communicating with others what's on my heart and learning how to honor my heart. I'd like to share a quote with you from a book. We are desire. It is the essence of the human soul, the secret of our existence. Absolutely nothing of human greatness is ever accomplished without it. Not a symphony has been written, a mountain climbed, an injustice fought, or a love sustained apart from desire. Desire fuels our search for the life we prize. Our desire, if we will listen to it, will save us from committing soul suicide, the sacrifice of our hearts on the altar of quote-unquote getting by. The same old thing is not enough. It never will be. That is a quote from John Eldridge from the book The Journey of Desire. So here's the thing about my heart. It's my engine. It drives me. It's also the conduit of my soul. It connects me to the people and the world around me. My heart's interior is defined by the unique dreams and desires that I have and that I was born with. And I fundamentally believe every single one of us is born with unique dreams and desires within our hearts. I also believe a life dedicated to fulfilling those dreams and desires can be a life very well lived. I've experienced this firsthand. Many of the times I've chased the dreams and desires of my heart have been the times that I've felt the most alive, in flow, and engaged with the world around me. I love feeling like this. It's what I live for. And these times of intense flow, passion, and engagement have also been some of the times that I've learned the most about myself. It takes time to discover our unique dreams and desires, but once we do, it's important that we make a conscious decision first to define them, and two, to honor them. When we've defined our dreams and desires, we can become clear about three things: what we want, where we're going, and why we want to go there. And for a long time, I didn't know what my desires were. Over time, and as I exposed myself to different scary or challenging experiences, I slowly became clearer and clearer. But they were sort of just floating in my subconscious, these experiences. Now, I'm crystal clear, and I'm honoring this clarity and myself by taking massive action. First, I'm defining them in writing via a simple exercise. I'm writing about them because it'll hold me accountable to them, and I'm writing about them because I hope that it may inspire others to develop similar clarity and direction in their own lives. This writing exercise is very simple, and the goal is this: clearly, concisely, and directly state the desires of your heart. What do you want? Sky's the limit. Actually, mankind is going to space very soon, so sky's not the limit. There are literally zero limits. And this isn't about what do you want in the context of society. Don't define what you want in the context of society. It's not what do you want within reason. Don't be reasonable. Be unreasonable. Allow yourself to be as limitless as possible in this exercise and be courageous with your heart. In the past, I've been cowardly with my heart, and I've rarely allowed myself to be limitless in my thinking. But through introspection and the help of wise mentors, I realized that this wasn't serving me, my life, my purpose, or mankind as a whole. So write down your list, and don't worry if the desires of your heart change on a daily basis. That's healthy, and it's totally okay. Writing this list will give you a better sense of who you are. And self-knowledge is incredibly valuable on both a personal and global level. The list you're about to read is the direction I want to take my life. And by honoring these desires, I'm making the conscious decision to turn up the volume on my life, honor the heart that God intentionally gave me, and do my best to be me for the sake of myself, my loved ones, and for humanity. So, here's my list. I want to be the healthiest, happiest, most productive, and alive version of myself that I can be, period. I want to become more skillful in amplifying love and truth on a daily basis. I want to become much better at both singing and dancing. I find so much joy and flow in these activities. I also want to be extremely physically fit, with an impressive shredded physique that's capable of great feats of strength, agility, and endurance. I want to develop an extremely healthy gut microbiome, and I want a body as free of the toxicity of the modern world as possible. I want to develop an extremely high oxygen saturation of the cells and mitochondria within my body, minimizing my risk for disease and maximizing my performance abilities. Specifically, I'd like to get to the point where I can do at least 40 push-ups on one breath hold using the Wim Hof technique, or hold my breath for 4 minutes continuously. I also want to develop the strength and endurance necessary to become a competitive Spartan racer. Additionally, I want to be capable of running a mile in 5 minutes and 45 seconds or less. I want to be able to bench press 250 pounds. I want to squat at least 350 pounds. And I want to deadlift at least 450 pounds. I want to practice yoga and martial arts. I'm thinking probably jiu-jitsu and Krav Maga to start with. I want to solve the riddle of the mysterious health issues I've dealt with throughout my life so that I can use this information to educate others on their own journeys of healing from similar affliction. I want to heal my heart, mind, and subconscious of the traumas of my childhood and adolescence. I want to reach true peace and reconciliation about the relationship that I had with my mother. And I want to dive deep into the scarier memories of that relationship and therapeutically work to heal them. Upon developing such a high level of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, I want to do my part to coach students that desperately and earnestly want to learn to improve themselves too. And that's a part of the reason why I'm doing this podcast, because this is an awesome way to connect with people that I don't even know yet that can benefit from any wisdom or strength that I develop on my personal journey. So, back to my list of things that I desire. I want to develop my communication skills and come to an appreciation of the true power of my voice. I want to hone and develop my rhetoric and public speaking abilities so that I can express myself as clearly, truthfully, and persuasively as possible. I want to use the power of my voice to create positive order in the world, wherever possible, to increase the health of our planet, and to similarly heal and inspire people. Now, I didn't write this in the blog post, but I'm just going to say, you can tell that healing and inspiring people is a big theme in my life. That is because I have been healed and inspired by others, and I believe it's my duty to do the same. So, back to the list. Here's where it starts to get real exciting. I want to live an adrenaline-filled life, chock full of action and adventure. I want to get skydive certified and jump out of airplanes. I want to fly in more helicopters, surf more epic waves, and attract incredible opportunities to do epic things into my life. And furthermore, I want to develop the social influence necessary to become one of the most sought-after photographers, filmmakers, and content creators in the world, paid to produce the content that I want to produce. I want to partner with brands like McLaren, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Ducati, Tesla, SpaceX, Heckler & Koch, Sig Sauer, DeVolro, other athletic apparel companies, destination resort companies, helicopter tour companies, skydiving companies, Formula One racing groups, and more. I want to do all of this. I want to live a life filled with so much action and adventure. And I didn't write that down. I'm just saying that. I want to produce the most epic photo and video content around these subjects so that I can inspire others to believe that it's possible to live an adventurous life as a real-life action hero. I want to be so actively engaged in creative projects that excite me that I actually forget to eat food or go to sleep at night. I want to create a clothing company that manufactures high-quality, super cool, mission-driven athletic apparel. I want to use my skills in branding, social media marketing, networking, and communication to make this brand a success. And I want a portion of our profits to go towards measurable social good. Specifically, we will manufacture activewear with an emphasis on superhero themes, as well as classy, minimalist, high-quality design elements. Camo is a must, obviously. White camo, black camo, gray camo, blue camo, etc. And in epic digital camo variations. I want the social influence necessary to be able to create opportunities for my friends to similarly share their gifts with the world and to be compensated in return. Where do I want to live? Well, I want to live in coastal properties in Hawaii and North County, San Diego. I want one on in both places. And I want to be able to share these properties with my friends and whoever I choose to creatively collaborate with. I want these to be sacred spaces for contemplation, creation, and connection. Let's talk about my tribe. I want to be surrounded by an awesome and powerful tribe of highly creative and skilled people that are similarly committed to bettering themselves, supporting one another, and using their gifts to better humanity. I want to build incredible things with them, explore the sacred sites of the world with them, uncover and expose global corruption with them, and I want to make the most epic videos, movies, and content possible with them. And last, but certainly not least, I want a relationship with a woman that is similarly committed to courageously developing herself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I want to attract a woman in my life that, like me, is of course super nerdy, and I also want her to be beautiful, intelligent, athletic, and passionate about the well-being of mankind and planet Earth. I want to be able to run through jungles, climb mountains, wade through rivers, and jump off cliffs with her around. And I want to be able to make movies with her about all of it. I want a relationship with her that will create a powerful upward spiral in our lives and is centered on relentless improvement of every aspect of our being. I want a woman that is acutely aware of my capacity to be heroic and will push me and hold me to this high standard. Perhaps this woman is already in my life, or perhaps I've yet to find her. I don't know. Time will tell. And I know I said that was the last thing, but I have one last thing. One actual last thing. I want to go to fucking space. Yup. That's a big one. In fact, that's probably one of the biggest motivating factors in my life right now. I want to travel to space and potentially even visit other planets in our solar system once we've developed the technology necessary to do so. I definitely want to visit the moon and maybe even Mars. There we go. That's my list. It's pretty extreme, obviously. It's liable to change. And who knows? A year from now, I might have hair past my shoulders, a robe, and membership in a Buddhist temple somewhere in Nepal. But that's unlikely. I'll most likely be jumping out of an airplane instead. Hopefully. Seriously. So, I encourage you to write your own list of your desires. Seriously, do it. Get clear on what you want. The sky's the limit. Don't be... Excuse me, I just burped. Don't be reasonable or rational in your dreaming or desiring. The sky is the limit. After all, clinical psychology reveals to us that joy and happiness aren't necessarily achieved by attaining goals, but they're actually achieved instead in the process of striving towards them. And lastly, write this for you, not necessarily for anyone else. You don't have to post it online, but you can. I'm choosing to because I know I'll love looking back at it someday. And the public factor is some nice added motivation for staying on track towards going towards my goals and my dreams and my desires. If you feel called to post your desires in the comments, I encourage and ask you to do so. I would love to read through and be inspired by your passion. You can set yourself to anonymous if you want. And remember, the desires within your heart are yours to honor. Honor them. Pay attention to them. Be honest with yourself about them. This life you're living is your dream. Live it, baby. Live it. Come on. Come on now. Much love. I wish you guys all energy, action, good health, and peace. And I encourage you guys to please check me out on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter to keep up with my journey. You can find me at Chase Paisley. That's CHASEPAISLEY. As of right now, you can go check out my work at chasepaisleystudios.com. I've been considering changing the format of my website, changing the work that I show on it. Who knows? I mean, you might listen to this 30 years down the line, and my website might not even be called that anymore. I don't know. You also might have some sort of crazy technology that allows you to go back in time and look at people's websites when they don't exist anymore. I imagine that there are definitely people out there right now that are cataloging the internet for that purpose. And so maybe you could use one of those tools. Or maybe you just don't even give a fuck and you don't want to follow my journey. That's cool too. And I wish you well on your journey, traveler. But with all that said, I'm going to do in classic podcast fashion, another fancy transition, and then we're going to wrap this up. And then I have got quite the song for you guys. I have a song that's very fitting, and I think this is something I'm going to do for my podcast. I'm going to have a song of the day, and this song of this day is great. So without further ado, here is a fancy schmancy transition. All right, now that I got that obligatory podcaster transition in there, I just want to say, if you made it this far, thank you for listening. I thoroughly enjoyed this experience. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, I would encourage you to start one, because I feel like the process of podcasting tonight had me approach life from a place of courage and abundance and faith. And anything that pulls those attributes out of me, I want to spend more time doing. I spent a lot of time tonight recording this podcast in my highest self, so to speak. And I want to live more from that place of my highest self. So, thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. And with all of that said, here is a little Express Yourself by the group NWA. I felt it was appropriate. Enjoy. Okay, I'm an idiot. Actually, I'm not really an idiot, but I just found, well, I'm probably definitely actually an idiot, but I just found out that you can't post music to the iTunes store through the Anchor app. So I'd like totally be breaking copyright rules if I shared that NWA song, so there's no NWA song for tonight. So you're just going to have to live a musicless life, and I wish you good luck with that. Actually, just kidding. I think there's some music selections in the Anchor app, so I'm going to play one of those, and you can feel free to listen to it or not, but it feels like what I should do as a podcaster, so I'm going to do that. All right, peace.